in a world that is filled with your glory. You have comforted us with family and friends and ministered to us through the hands of our sisters and brothers. And now we praise your holy name, O God. And you have filled our hearts with a hunger after you and have given us your peace. You have relented. You have redeemed us, and you have called us to a high calling in Christ Jesus. You have given us a place in the fellowship of your Spirit and the witness of your church. We praise your holy name, O God. You have been our light in darkness and a rock of strength in adversity and temptation. You have been the very spirit of joy in our joys and all-sufficient reward in all of our labors. We praise your holy name, O God. And you remembered us when we forgot you. You followed us even when we tried to flee from you. And you met us with forgiveness when we returned to you. For all your patience and overflowing grace, we praise your holy name, O God. And brothers and sisters in Christ, the Christian life is redeemed from sin and consecrated to God. Through baptism, we have entered this life and have been admitted into this new covenant, which Jesus Christ is the mediator. Jesus sealed it with his own blood that it may last forever. On the one side, God promises to give us new life in Christ, the source and perfecter of our faith. And on the other side, we are pledged to live in no more for ourselves, but only for Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. From time to time, we renew our covenant with God, especially when we reaffirm the baptismal covenant and gather at the Lord's table. Today, however, we meet as generations before us have met to renew the covenant that binds us to God, and let us make this covenant of God our own. And I invite you that as we enter into this covenant with God, and also before one another who is gathered here, let us commit ourselves to Christ as Christ's servants. Let us give yourselves to him that you may belong to him. Christ has many services to be done. Some of those are more easy and honorable. Others are more difficult and disgraceful. Some are suitable to our inclinations and our interest. Others are contrary to both. In some, we may please Christ and please ourselves, but then there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. It is necessary, therefore, that we consider what it means to be a servant of Christ. And so as we do that, I invite you for a moment to just pause and to take space to reflect on your own. And now together, let us therefore go to Christ and let us pray together. Let me be your servant under your command. I will no longer be my own. I will give up myself to your will in all things. Be satisfied that Christ shall give you your place and your work. Lord, make me what you will. I put myself fully into your hands. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you or laid aside for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and with a willing heart give it all your pleasure and disposal. Christ will be the Savior of none but his servants. He is the source of all salvation to those who obey. Christ will have no servants except by consent. Christ will not accept anything except full consent to all that he requires. Christ will be all in all, or he will be nothing. Confirm this by holy covenant. And to make this covenant a reality in your life, listen to these admonitions. First, set apart time more than once to be spent alone before the Lord in seeking earnestly God's special assistance and gracious acceptance of you. In carefully thinking through all the conditions of the covenant and searching your hearts, whether you have already freely given your life to Christ, consider what your sins are. Consider the laws of Christ, how holy, strict, and spiritual they are, and whether you, after having carefully considered them, are willing to choose them all. And be sure that you are clear in these matters. See that you do not lie to God. And second, be serious and in a spirit of holy awe and reverence. And third, claim God's covenant. Rely upon God's promise of giving grace and strength so you can keep your promise. Trust not your own strength. Trust not your own power. Fourth, resolve to be faithful. You have given to the Lord your hearts. You have opened your mouths to the Lord, and you have dedicated yourself to God. With God's power, never go back. And last, let us then be prepared to renew your covenant with the Lord. Fall down on your knees, lift your hands toward heaven, open your hearts to the Lord as we pray. And I do invite you that in a way that feels most comfortable to you, to let us join together in prayer. O righteous God, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, see me as I fall down before you. Forgive my unfaithfulness, not having done your will. For you have promised mercy to me if I turn to you with my whole heart. God requires that we shall put away all your idols. I hear from the bottom of my heart, renounce them all. Coveting with you, no other sin shall be allowed in my life. Against your will, I've turned my love toward the world. In your power, I will watch all temptations that will lead me away from you. For my own righteousness is riddled with sin, unable to stand before you. And through Christ, God has offered to be your God again, if you will let him. Before all heaven and earth, I acknowledge you as my Lord and God. I take you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for my portion. And now to give up myself, body and soul, as your servant, to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of my life. God has given the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way and means of coming to God. Jesus, I do here on bended knees accept Christ as the only new and living way, and sincerely join myself in covenant with him. O blessed Jesus, I come to you, hungry, sinful, miserable, blind, and naked, unworthy even to wash the feet of your servants. I do here with all my power accept you as my Lord and head. I renounce my own unworthiness and vow that you are Lord and my righteousness. I renounce my own vision and take you for my only guide. I renounce my own will and take your will as my law. And Christ has told you that you must suffer with him. I do here covenant with you, O Christ, to take my lot with you as it may fall. Through your grace I promise that neither life nor death shall part from you. God has given holy laws as the rules of your life.
I do hear willingly, put my neck under your yoke, carry your burden. All your laws are holy, just, and good. I therefore take them as the rule for my works, thoughts, and actions, promising that I will strive to order my whole life according to your direction, and not allow myself to neglect anything I know to be my duty.
The Almighty God searches and knows your heart. O God, you know that I made this covenant with you today, without guile or reservation. If my falsehood should be in it, guide me and help me to set it aright. And now glory be to you, O God the Father, whom I from this day forward shall look upon as my God and Father. Glory be to you, O God the Son, who have loved me and washed me from my sins in your own blood, and now is my Savior and Redeemer. Glory be to you, O God, the Holy Spirit, who by your almighty power have turned my heart from sin to God. Almighty God, the Lord, omnipotent, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have now become my covenant friend, and I, through your infinite grace, have become your covenant servant. So be it, and let the covenant I have made on earth be ratified in heaven. Amen. And on this day, you are advised to make this covenant not only in your heart, but in word. Not only in word, but in writing. Therefore, with all reverence, lay the service before the Lord as your act and also your deed. And when you have done this, sign it. Then keep it as a reminder of the holy agreement between God and you, that you may remember it during doubts and that you may remember it during temptations. And as you do that, and as you make this reflection on the covenant that you have just entered into with God, let us pause for a moment of silence. Let us bow our heads. Let us close our eyes. And in this moment, O God, we thank you for the covenant that you have made throughout the ages. The covenants that you have made with Abraham, the covenants that you have made with Isaac, the covenant that comes, Lord, in Jesus Christ, becoming flesh and living and reigning in our own lives and in our own world. We thank you, O Lord, for this moment and ask that we have committed to you in words, in deeds, as well as in the silence of our own hearts, that you may wholly ratify. We pray, we ask this together in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. Amen.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Thank you. Not only for the covenant that you have made on this day, but also the covenant that you have faithfully been a part of throughout this year. I thank you for all the gifts, for all the talents that you have brought into this space, and that have not only stayed here at Grace Point, but have moved out through our neighborhood, have moved out through our community. And as we do, as we celebrate all that God has given us, let us lift up and let us sing praises to God.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all of ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Let us go in peace.